Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kate Kramer. The sidewalks in the Capitol Hill neighborhood of Seattle are also dance instructors. Since 1982, when artist Jack Mackey installed Dance Steps on Broadway, a series of 8 dance patterns inlaid in the pavement, Seattle's sidewalks have been offering lessons in the mambo, tango, foxtrot, and waltz to pedestrians willing to pause in their perambulations to pick up a step or two. In St. Paul, Minnesota, the pavement is becoming poetry. Since 2008, Public Art St. Paul has been working with city artist Marcus Young to reimagine St. Paul's annual sidewalk maintenance program as an ongoing publishing entity for a city-sized book of poetry. With more than 700 poems now installed, all written by St. Paul residents, the work aspires, in the words of the organization, to pave all of St. Paul's streets with poetry and to claim poetry as an essential city service. The poems, playful, poignant, and all pithy, are a moving monument to St. Paul's commitment to bringing art into the public sphere. From Lillian Rupp's briskly witty pet owner's confession, "He's fat, my fault, no walks," to Susan Downing's gently self-referential, "It is not carelessness to leave a poem lying around," many of the poems engage the medium in which they are imprinted. All bring the life of the city into its infrastructure, establishing its network of sidewalks as a communal intellectual space. Meanwhile, in New York and Chicago, the High Line and the brand new 606 have carried the art of walking to new heights through the conversion of abandoned railway lines into beautiful elevated pedestrian pathways featuring dozens of installation artworks along with city vistas. River Action has long recognized the power of public art to reclaim the cityscape for pedestrians. From the lighting of the Centennial Bridge to the establishment of the Riverway Art Program, we've helped pave the way for artful walking in the Quad Cities. And we're looking toward a yet more artful future through the development of our own small 606 in the form of the reconstructed First Bridge. Somewhere in St. Paul, the sidewalk says it all. Wet cement, opportunity, Zoe Jameson writes. It only takes a second to change this spot forever.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.